I got a ride back to my car with one of the patrol units outside the arena. I drove home, imagining I had kept the head, wrapped it carefully in tissue paper, and placed it in the back seat to take home with me. Terrible and silly, I know. For the first time, I understood those sad men, usually Shriners, who fondle women's shoes or carry around dirty underwear. An awful feeling that made me want to shower almost as much as I wanted to stroke the head. But I didn't have it. Nothing for it but to go home. I drove slowly, a few miles per hour under the speed limit. In Miami, that's like wearing a kick me sign on your back. No one actually kicked me, of course. They would have had to slow down for that. But I was honked at 7 times, flipped off 8, and 5 cars simply roared around me, either onto the sidewalk or through oncoming traffic. But today, even the energetic high spirits of the other drivers couldn't cheer me. I was dead tired and bemused, and I needed to think, away from the echoing din of the arena and the bonehead blather of La Guerta. Driving slowly gave me time to wonder, to work through the meaning of all that had happened, and I found that one silly phrase kept ringing in my head, bouncing off the rocks and crannies of my exhausted brain. It took on a life of its own. The more I heard it in my thoughts, the more sense it made. And beyond sense, it became a kind of seductive mantra. It became the key to thinking about the killer, the head rolling into the street, the rearview mirror tucked away amid the wonderfully dry body parts. If it had been me. As in, if it had been me, what would I be saying with the mirror? And if it had been me, what would I have done with the truck? Of course, it had not been me, and that kind of envy is very bad for the soul. But since I was not aware of having one, it didn't matter. If it had been me, the truck would be run into a ditch somewhere not too far from the arena. And then I would get far away from there, fast. In a stashed car? A stolen one? It would depend. If it had been me, would I have planned on leaving the body at the arena all along? Or had that come up as a response to the chase on the causeway? Except that made no sense. He couldn't have counted on anyone chasing him out to North Bay Village, could he? But then why did he have the head ready to throw? And then why take the rest to the arena? It seemed like an odd choice. Yes, there was a great deal of ice there, and the coldness was all to the good. But the vast, clattery space was really not appropriate for my kind of intimate moment, if it had been me. There was a terrible wide-open desolation that was not at all conducive to real creativity. Fun to visit, but not a real artist's studio. A dumping ground, and not a workspace. It just didn't have the proper feeling to it.